Stream and Sister Bingbing。
中国人说女儿就像棉袄，是不是？
In
挺贴心
Chinese,
的哈。
say, daughter is like, the cotton rope。
啊，嗯，谢谢冰冰给我们讲失而复得的喜乐，神的带领。
Thanks for Bingbing, Sister Bingbing,
啊，
for the lost and found, the happiness。
今天是父亲节，
Today is Father's Day。
我就想到圣经里面有什么记载讲到父亲跟孩子的事情。
I'm thinking about that any records in Bible that's about father and son.
哎，我想到一个非常喜乐的父亲。
However, I thought of a very happy story.
记载在路加福音15章，让我们一起来看看。
It is recorded in Book of Luke, chapter 15. Let's read it together.
那我们在刚开始以前呢，刚刚讲到今天是父亲节嘛，哎，在座是父亲的挥挥手。
Before I start, let all fathers wave your hands.
今天的父亲好像都坐在这边哦，这边也有父亲了啊。
Oh, I see fathers from both sides.
啊，不知道你们收到孩子们的贺卡或礼物了没有？
Have you ever received a card from your kids or gift?
在我圣经里面，我有一张怎么样的卡片，已经在这边快10年了。
In the Bible, I have a father's card in my Bible. It's been 10 years.
现在打开看看，还是很新甜的啊。
Now, whenever I see it, I still feel sweet in my heart.
我们常见的父亲节感恩的话啊，就是啊，父亲，谢谢你实现我的梦想。
Typically, we see these encouraging words in those cards. Thanks for helping me realize my dream.
谢谢你把笑容带到我们身边来啊。
Thank you for bringing smile to my life.
爸爸，你真好，我有你了，我什么都不缺了。
So good to have you that we have nothing to short.
哎，老爸，谢谢你，我在困难的时候，你总是鼓励我、引导我、陪伴我。
And Dad, thank you for guiding me, encouraging me, and stay with me on my side when I'm in difficulty.
很多很多的话语。
So many and so on.
对，我们打开路加福音15章。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 15.
如果你有圣经的话啊，如果你有手机的话，你可以找到路加福音15章啊。
If you read from your cell phone, you can also find it.
里面记载了一句话啊，路加
In
福音十
this
五章。
book, it recorded one sentence.
我发现这句话就让这个父亲真是欢喜快乐。
I found that this sentence really makes a father happy.
是记载在路加福音15章21节。
It is recorded in the chapter 15 and the verse 21.
是他儿子跟他父亲讲说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
”这好像跟我们前面讲的一些祝贺的话，造成父亲很高兴，不太一样啊，对不对？
It seems like conflict when we see all the celebration words just prior to my sermon.
那这个路加福音，我们再继续读下去，我们看到这个父亲为什么因为这句话欢喜快乐？他说什么？因为这孩子是死而复活、失而复得，所以他就欢喜快乐。
But let's continue to work to find why the father was so happy. It is said, For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
而且这句话重复了在第32节，是又讲了。这是在父亲对他另外一个儿子讲说：“你这个弟兄是死而复活，失而复得，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
It was also repeated in verse 32, but we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
”所以，我们这可以大概摸到父亲为什么欢喜快乐。
Therefore, we can touch kind of some feeling why the father was so happy.
让我们一起来先跟父亲讲一段话，让我们一起祷告。
Let's testify all those words and let's pray.
慈爱的天父，
Our mercy Father,
谢谢你爱我们，
thank you for loving us.
谢谢你宽容接纳我们，
Thank you for forgiving us and accommodating us.
你欢喜快乐。
You're happy and we rejoice.
当你看到我们认罪悔改来到你的面前。
When you see we are repentant and coming to you,
谢谢你接纳我们。
thank you for accepting us.
我们本是迷失的羊，
We were lost sheep.
我们可以再回到你身边。你要称为我们是你的儿子，
We were able to go back to you, and you can claim us as your child.
请你的灵与我们同在，
Please ask for your Holy Spirit will be with us.
让我们这一群羊。
Let all the whole group of sheep
能够跟你一起欢喜快乐，
are able to be rejoiced with you.
求你与孩子与小猪同在，
Ask your Holy Spirit to be with Brother Naipei and Brother Xiaochu.
与弟兄姐妹们同在，
Be with all those brothers and sisters.
都能够参加你的宴席，欢喜快乐。
We can attend your dinner and happy with you.
OK，那祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.
好，在路加福音15章，他讲了三个比喻，失羊的比喻。
There were three parables in Book of Luke. The first parable is the parable of lost sheep.
第二个是掉了钱、失钱的比喻。
And the second is the parable of the lost coin.
第三个是我们大家很熟悉的所谓浪子的比喻。
The last parable is the parable of the lost son, which we are all very familiar.
我们要是仔细的去看，我发现这个第一个比喻，失羊的比喻，是讲到小儿子在旷野迷失。
If we read those very carefully, we can find the first parable actually just points to the younger son lost in wilderness.
然后这个失钱的比喻，是这个大儿子在自己家中失落了。
And the parable of the lost coin, meaning the older son lost in his home.
有点像是刚刚冰冰讲的，钱就在包子里，在自己身边嘛。哎，不是钱，钥匙。
Like Sister Bingbing just testified, actually, the key are in her purse.
所以这个失羊的比喻，小儿子的比喻，跟失钱的比喻，大儿子比喻，引进来的这个浪子的比喻。
The lost sheep versus and the lost coin, the further point lead us to the parable of the lost son.
我们继续看下去，这个浪子的比喻是有两个浪子，不是一个。
Let's continue reading. Actually, the lost son, there were two lost sons.
那在这个路加福音15章的开头，有一段当时的背景的介绍。
In the beginning of the book of Luke, we will see those historical backgrounds.
有这个税吏跟罪人挨近耶稣，要听耶稣讲道。
Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all gathering around to near Jesus.
在路加福音第二节讲到这个法利赛人跟文士私下议论说，这个人就是讲耶稣啊，接待罪人又同他吃饭。
In the verse 2, it continues, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law murmured, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Here, this man refers to Jesus.
所以我想象我自己。是个罪人，耶稣请我吃饭，在我身边，然后外面有一群人在那嘀嘀咕咕的说个闲话。
I'm just imagining the situation. I, as a sinner, sit with Jesus and eat with him while a group of other people outside and they murder together.
这个在这一段，我今天要跟大家分享的浪子比喻里面。我把它分成四个部分。第一个是小儿子迷失与悔改。
Today, I'm going to elaborate from four points from the lost and found son.
这个父亲的宽容与喜乐。
The first is the your son's lost and the repentance. The second is the father's forgiving and rejoicing.
大儿子的生气与抱怨。
The third is older son's anger and grumbling.
最后结束在父亲的劝导，
The last
喜乐。
it ends with father's pleading and rejoicing.
所以现在这是我们刚刚想想刚刚历史背景，我们要进入的主题了哈。
So from the historical background we just introduced, we are entering these parables.
在路加福音11节这里讲到，耶稣说了这个比喻，是说有一个人有两个儿子。
In the Luke's 11th chapter, same chapter 11, they said one man has two sons.
那这个小儿子对父亲说：“请你把应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他。
The younger son said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them.
当时的社会习俗是，这父亲还没有过世，是不分财产的。
And by the time, if a father has not passed away, they should not divide by the property.
这个小儿子是非常冒犯的行为啊，
This was very offensive behavior for the younger son.
非常不尊重他父亲，
He did not honor his father.
要求他父亲给他分财产，好像是咒诅他父亲要过日啊。
And asked for his share of estate. Actually, it was a curse to his father.
那父亲竟然把财产分给他们。
However, his father just gave his share to his younger son.
没有臭骂他一顿。
He did not curse him.
耶稣举这个比喻，继续接下来怎么讲呢？过了不多时，这小儿子就把他所有的都收拾好，离开家了。
These parables, Jesus just continues. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country.
在家里可能不太容易花钱，出去外面老爸管不到，任意放荡。
Probably he was not able to use money, just in with his all free will in his home. Therefore, he squandered all his wealth in wild.
很快的，钱都耗尽了，然后又碰到饥荒，就穷苦起来了。
So after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country.
原来是个有钱人儿子的身份呢。
He just suddenly turned from a kid from a fortune family
一下子调到了要去帮人家放猪啊，找个放猪的工作。
into a child in need. He went and hired himself out a citizen of that family who sent him to his field to feed pigs.
甚至到一个情形，就是饿得连都想吃猪屎，还没有人给他。
He longed to fill his stomach with the paws of the pigs were eating.
那叫所谓的豆荚，是喂猪的。
The paws just for those food for pigs.
这个有一句谚语，
That's
俗话
the
啊，
old saying.
就是啊，这人啊，以色列人不到吃豆荚啊，他是不会悔改的。
Israels will not be able to repentant after they start eating paws.
到最糟的情况，没办法，走投无路了，才会信主的。
That's the worst scenario situation they have. Therefore, they be repentant and come back to the Jesus.
这里看到，我们看到小孩子，这个小儿子，凭着私欲放荡生活，他是死了一样。
From now, we have seen this younger son just follow his own instinct and squandered all his fortune, and he as a dead son.
接下来我们看到怎么样？我们看到了迷失。那刚刚吃了豆荚以后，他醒悟过来了。
So now we can see where he lost. When he came to his sense, he start to realize.
对，他想到说，我父亲家里有很多故宫，而且这故宫都还有的吃啊。
He thought, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare?
我怎么会倒在这里饿死呢？
But why I'm here, I'm starving to death.
像在这里讲这句话以前，他已经是邻里都已经死掉了，是不是？
对，before he thought about these two sentences, he was dead in his spirit.
这个父亲就是想到父亲是代表天父的意思
In here, the father resembles our heavenly father.
这个小儿子在第18节的时候讲说：“我要起来，到父亲那里去，向他说：‘父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
The
从今
youngest
以后，我不配做你的儿子，请你帮我当个雇工。
Son in verse 18 said, I will set out and go back to my father and stay to him and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
”所以这边看到了什么？所谓的悔改，这边讲到悔改是什么意思呢？
So we can see his repentance, but what does it mean?
他醒悟过来了，他认罪了，是不是？
He waked up, he's repentant.
他说他得罪了天，也得罪了父亲。
He said he has sinned against heaven and as well as his father.
这里的天就表示是神的意思。
Here, the heaven means Oh God，
今天早上我们在主日学的时候，也学到这个。撒母耳的故事啊，跟扫罗，
Today in the morning in our Bible study, we mentioned the
Sam
Samuel
and Paul，
and Paul.
对，那个扫罗啊，他知道他认罪的时候他是怎么认的？
The Saul knows when he was repentant, how was he saying?
他心里想的，他只是得罪了撒母耳，他没有得罪了神。
He thought he only sinned against Samuel, not Jesus.
小儿子这边的悔改，他的认罪，他是对天、对神认罪，对父亲认罪。啊，
However, on the
亚
other hand, the younger son acknowledged he had sinned against the heaven to our God.
这边讲到，他说他不配做儿子。
Here he said he was no longer worthy to be called a son.
他不配得，他决定起来，拿出行动来，回到父亲那边去，向他认罪悔改。
He decided to set out and go back to his father and to ask for forgiveness.
接下来，我们进入20节到24节。
Now let's read the verse 20 to verse 24.
就像我们在这个爬山一样，你慢慢的进入高峰了。
It looks like we are climbing a mountain. We are getting closer and closer to the peak.
在那山上，你可以看到，哇哦，美景在前。
At the point of peak, you will see all those beautiful things.
20节开始，他讲什么？于是起来向父亲那里去，对不对？然后乡里很远，他父亲看见他。
So in verse 20, we have seen, so he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him.
这边我们看到的父亲在等候他回来，是不是？他等着看他。
We have seen in this sentence the father was waiting for him.
这父亲用眼睛看。
His father was using his eyes to looking for him.
他看到他熟悉的儿子的景的身影回来了，
He was seeing his familiar younger son coming back to home.
除了动眼睛，他动心了，他心里发了慈心了。
Not only he utilized his eyes, he also utilized his heart.
接下来怎么样？他是跑去抱着他的景象了。
What's the next? He ran to his son.
他用脚跑去，用手抱住他。
He ran to his son by his foot. He held his son by throwing his arms.
据说当时的社会，一个老先生，哦，这是不太雅观呢。
But if you can think about if an old gentleman was running, it's so awkward.
他过去抱他的时候，接着是什么？他连连与他亲嘴。
And after he ran to him and holding him, he start to kissing him continuously.
耶稣跟我们讲这个比喻，他用这个“连连”两个字。
Jesus in these parables keep using kissing him continuously.
最近这几天常下雨，
Now we have a lot of rainy days recently.
你有没有经验？下雨天你走在雨的雨天，然后头上一弹，然后让雨滴打在你的脸上。
Have you ever had this experience when you walk in the rain and looking up to the sky when those raindrops hit into your face?
下次有机会你碰到这个情形，你就想说是连连雨，连连与你亲嘴，那就是像雨滴，就像埋一个，就像亲吻一样打在你脸上。
Next time, when you can try this situation and think about those continuously hitting raindrops like a continuously kiss from our Heavenly Father.
所以父亲是眼动、心动、脚动、手动、嘴动啊。一起来，全身都上来。
So it's the full movement for that Father, his eyes, his hands, his legs,
His arm, his
and his
mouth。
arms.
我都不知道怎么形容这个，所以我把它放个 emoji 在那边，不知道大家可不可以看得到。
So all these kind of things really beyond my description. So I can only put an emoji here to describe my feeling.
我想大家也有这类似的经验，孩子出门在外好久没有回来了。
I thought all of us will have the similar experience when we are looking for our kids when they outside from home to home.
难得一年回来一次，看他回来的时候，跑过去抱他，是不是？
Maybe they just came back home once a year. Whenever we see them, we will run to them and throw our arms to hold them.
可是很难想象的，如果是我是当时的情形，是不是会两巴掌就给这小孩子上去了？
But it's also can imagine some people might thinking for those really lost son, we probably will spank them at once.
把家产给耗尽了，还敢跑回来？
They squandered all those share their share of estate. They dared to come back home.
哎，21节讲到什么？儿子说什么？父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
However, when we read the verse 21, the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
结果父亲怎么做了？
How does father react?
父亲却吩咐仆人把上好的袍子拿来穿上，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
But the father said to his servant, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
并且把肥牛犊也宰了，请大家来吃喝快乐。
Also bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
如果我们仔细回想，看到前面个章节，这个儿子本来写好的那个奖章啊，写好那个句子，他怎么写的？
If we think back the previous verses, how does the son was thinking about such situation?
他是说了：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后不配称为你的儿子。”
He was saying, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
记得19节上面后面还有一句话啊，
In the verse 19, there's one word, one sentence.
他孩子想说，就把我当做雇工就好了。
Just make me like one of your servant,
第
hired
十九节，
servant. In 19, verse 19.
对耶稣就这个比喻非常非常的奇妙，非常的珍贵。他在儿子讲了说我不配称为你的儿子，在第21节的时候。
It is very so amazing and precious for these parables when the Bible mentioned the son was not worthy to be called a father's son.
他还没有机会讲说我要当故宫，父亲就做了以下的行动。
He even hadn't had an opportunity to say, Make me as one of your hired servants. The father already started his actions.
我想我们不难看到父亲的恩慈。
So from this verse, I don't think it's difficult to see the mercy from a father.
他的接纳，他的宽容。
His acceptance and his forgiveness.
毫无条件，
Unconditional, totally.
而且他马上做了一件事情，不是端一碗红豆汤给他吃。
He also made another things happen. It's not to give him a red bean soup.
因为在外面喂猪，饿了连豆荚都没东西吃，对不对？饿得要死回来啊。
The young son was so starving that he even started to eat the parts of pig's food.
所以，一个罪人悔改，一个非常珍贵的礼物，就是什么？恢复神儿女的身份。
The sinner's repentance, the most precious gift, is to recover his identity as God's children.
第22节，父亲做的就是说，你是我的儿子。
In verse 22, the most important words from his father is said, "You are my son."
把上好的袍子穿上，
So he put the best robe on him.
把戒指戴上，权柄给他。
Put the ring on his finger, gave his authority.
仆人雇工是赤脚的。
All those servants, they are barefooted.
这儿子回来怎么？鞋子穿上，
When his son came back to home, he put the sandals on his feet,
恢复了神儿女的身份。
recovered his identity as God's children.
还没有停在那里啊、哦，
He didn't stay on there.
家里养那只肥牛肚啊。
He continues to kill and slaughter all his fattened calves.
当时的社会习俗是，那个肥牛肚养来是为了重大庆典的时候才用的。
By the time it was just to using the fattened calf just to celebrate a very important scenes in a feast.
这个父亲要求仆人宰了，
But
把他吃喝了。
without hesitation, the father asked his servant to kill the fattened calves.
在中文里面不是看得很清楚，但是英文里面他讲到，他不是说在自己家里跟孩子就是摆一桌，哎，烤个牛排吃一吃就这样了，是这样的。
It's not just like in the context of Chinese, you may not see that clearly, like ask for set up at the table, let's cook steak. It's not the same.
他这边是我们可以吃快乐，是他找了邻居、邻舍、朋友，大家一起来庆祝的。
So here, he just not only celebrate within his family, he also invites all his neighbors to celebrate together.
啊，真是欢喜快乐！
It's so happy and
为
rejoice.
什么24节告诉我们了吗？
Why? The verse 24 tells us.
因为这孩子死而复活，失而复得，他们就快乐起来。
For the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
我说这是2个庆祝会一起办的。
I'm saying this is two celebration together.
有没有谁在父亲节又过生日了？
Do you see any person who has the birthday and also happened to be a Father's Day?
父亲节快乐嘛，是不是？
So happy Father's Day.
同时是儿子的庆生会呀、啊，
It's also the birthday celebration of the younger son.
因为他儿子死而复活，第二次的活。
Because he was dead and alive again, it's
啊，
been alive second time.
他复活。
He is being alive and resurrected.
感谢主。
Thanks, God.
从这边看到这个山顶上，我们可以看到这边的写照，就像我们的天父的写
From
照。
this, what we have talked about, we just as if we are seeing our Heavenly Father.
我们认识的天父是赐给我们丰丰富富的天父。
We know the Heavenly Father who gave us abundance in our life.
他分给我们他的产业。
He shared his estate with us.
他还给我们时间呢，
He also gave us time.
怎么样？他等候，
He is waiting.
想到自己多少时候迷失，
Think about ourselves. So many times we'll get lost.
父亲等候着我们，
But our Heavenly Father is always waiting for us.
我们不配，是不是？我们不配。耗尽了所有的资财，回到父天父面前，天父怎么样？无条件的接纳我们。
We are not actually entitled to such love. We exhaust all we have But when we back to home, our Heavenly Father unconditionally accept us.
我们常常听到恩典，恩典，什么是恩典？
We always think, heard about grace, grace. What is grace?
我们不配得的，我们得到。
We are not entitled to have, however, we have it now.
你可以想象，我们看到从头看到这小儿子配得这样子的招待吗？
You can imagine how does a younger son in that situation be entitled to have his estate and identity again?
这是神给我们的恩典，
This is a grace from our God.
而且我们的天父是个欢喜快乐父天父，
And
他要大
also,
家一起来庆祝的。
our Heavenly Father is a happy Father. We can celebrate with Him together.
在这里，我还想要跟分享一点我自己读这段经文获得的神给我一个礼物。
So, I also want to share something. When I read these Bible verses, I receive a gift from our Jesus Christ.
就是恩典，不是倒回来悔改。如果没有恩典，这个悔改是毫无意义、毫无希望。
So, without grace, if you only have, you are repentant, such repentant without grace is hopeless.
回来寻求父神，如果父神不给我们恩典的话，这个悔改没有希望。
When we are repentant and coming back to look for our Heavenly Father, if our Heavenly Father does not give us grace, it is hopeless for us.
我为什么会这么想法？下面的章节我可以跟大家分享。
Why do I think about it this way? I can share more details in later sentence, in later verses.
因为他们家里还有一个大儿子。
Because there was another son, the older son in his family.
哎，在25节记载，这个大儿子是什么？在外面在田里耕作，他回来了，离家不远，就听到家里怎么开始开 party 了，庆祝了，是不是？
So the verse records in verse 25. Meanwhile, the old son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard the music and the dancing.
他是勤奋工作、服侍他父亲的人呢、啊。
He was so working hard in the field and serving his father.
这个大儿子叫仆人来啊，怎么回事啊？问他
So,
是什么事情？
the son called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
这个仆人说：“你弟兄来，你父亲因为他无恙无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”
The servant replied, "Your younger brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound."
这边看到，要是当天小儿子回来的时候，父亲不在家的话，
So when we you see it, when the son come back, the father was not home.
我们悔改的时候，没有恩典等候我们的时候，就是第29节的情形
So
了。啊，28节。
If we are repentant and come back to Jesus Christ, but however, our God, Father is not home, here's the situation in verse 28.
我们继续看一下，大儿子听了这件事情是怎么样，他却生气不肯进去啊。
But the older son, when he heard about this, the older brother became angry and refused to go in.
哇，不可想象的父亲的慈爱，父亲是出来劝他。
So it's hard to imagine. The father came out and pleaded with him.
这个劝他不是说叫个仆人说。哎，仆人，你去叫你大儿子叫他进来吧。他父亲他自己去叫他，自
The
己去。
father didn't do ask her for a servant. Hey, go out and ask the older brother coming. He older son coming. He came out by himself.
对，不只是他自己出去，他不是去命令他回来，他是去劝他，是这种恳求的味道，是劝他回来。
Not only he went out by himself, but also he did not give order. Instead, he pleaded with him.
这个29节讲到什么？这个大儿子他就开始讲了，他开始说什么？他就对他父亲说：“我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背你的命令。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
Now look at verse 29, so we can see the older son start to complain. He said, but he answered his father, "Look, All these years I've been slaving for you and I never disobeyed your order, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends.
但是你这儿子，他不是说他弟兄，他说你这儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。他一来，你倒是为他宰了肥牛犊。
He continued, the older son continues. He didn't even mention the brother. Instead, he said, "But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, came home, you killed the fattened calf for him."
这个儿子生气抱怨。
So the older son was so mad and complained.
而且你仔细看29页，他对他父亲的口气不太好啊。
If you really look at the verse 29, carefully, he was not at a good mood when he talked to his father.
甚至有一种指责的味道在里面。
Instead, we can feel some blaming inside his words.
那我们来看看父亲怎么劝他。
So let's look at how does the father react.
哎，这父亲对他说，他开始了两个字啊。他说：“儿啊，
The father starts with two words, "My son."
哎，我们看看回去看一下这个大儿子对他父亲是说：‘我服侍你多年了。
The older son said, "I served you. I'm enslaving with you for you.
’从来没有违背你的命令，
I never disobey your orders.
你也没有给我一只山羊羔。”
And you didn't give me any, even a young goat."
这父亲很慈祥，跟他讲说，开始是儿啊，是称呼他是儿子。
The father talked very mercifully to the older son, started with, "My son."
记不记得大儿子讲说，你这儿子不是他的弟兄，但父亲是称他这个大儿子说儿啊。
The older son never mentioned it's the younger son, not his brother, not claiming he's as a brother, just saying the son. But the father say, "My son,
你和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
you are always with me, and everything I have is yours."
只是你这兄弟是死而复活、失而复得，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
这个父亲真是慈祥、慈爱又宽容啊。
What a such merciful and forgive father.
对我来讲，他也是一位勇士啊。
To me, he is also a powerful father.
要是我当时那个情形，我可能就完全不一样了。
Maybe if I were him, I probably act totally differently.
算了，不要请客了，老大都不高兴了，大家不要吃了。
So let's go the party. You know, older son is mad. Let's just not doing it.
这个父亲没有因为儿子的犯错。而失去他的喜乐。
The father did not lose his happiness just because the older son was mad.
哇哦，这父亲的喜乐是到达这种程度啊！
So, what extent did the father's happiness reach?
连那个法利赛人跟文士啊，在外面嘀嘀咕咕这边指责他，他还是跟这些税吏罪人欢喜快乐吃饭了啊。
Even though a group of Pharisees and the teachers sitting outside muttered, saying, "Oh, why he sit with sinners? He still be happily meet with those sinners and like tax collectors."
欢喜快乐的父亲，
A happy father.
哇哦！是因为儿子，小儿子罪人悔改，回到他身边，
His
他的喜乐胜过一切。
happiness stem from the loss and found the son found the son. So this happiness is overwhelmed to all other things.
2个礼拜前，史俊弟兄讲到最后讲到了。保罗讲到爱，
So 2 weeks ago, when Brother Shijun was shared, the Paul said mentioned that the love.
什么事情，世界上什么事可以让我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
So what other things in this world can will disconnect us from our God?
哇
Wow, this is love.
Amen。
Amen.
好，我们很快的过一下哈，这个浪子的比喻是看到小儿子迷失，是不是？
Let's quickly recap what we have talked. The younger son was lost and repentant,
父亲的宽容与喜乐，
and the father's forgiven and rejoicing.
大儿子生气跟抱怨，
The older son's anger and grumbling.
父亲的欠他，
The
父亲急了，
father's pleading and rejoicing.
不是因为儿子生气抱怨他喜乐。
Not because all the older son's complaining.
因为小儿子的悔改远胜过大儿子的生气跟抱怨。
Because the repentance of the younger son is way over those madness and complaints.
接下来我要很快让大家思考一下，就
Next,
是
I'm going to elaborate more.
我想我们刚刚已经都看到了小儿子的迷失。大儿子的自意抱怨，为什么父亲还是欢喜快乐？父亲
So
最在乎什么？
we have found the younger son's selfish and lost, the older son's self-righteousness and complaint. Why this father was so still happy?
有时候我们会像小儿子一样偏行歧路，活在最终，与神隔绝。
Sometimes we act as the younger son. We walk our own way, live in our sins, and disconnect with our God.
那慈爱的天父还是等候我呢。我们悔改、醒悟、悔改，回到他身边来。
However, our merciful Godfather always waiting for us, waiting for us be wake up and be repentant, come back to Jesus Christ.
有时候我们也会不小心掉入像大儿子的境况。
Sometimes we will fall to the situation like the old son.
我们是谨守本分、服侍主，但是却是。缺少了那对失丧灵魂的爱与怜悯。
We keep our identity as a Christian. However, we were in short of the love for those lost in the songs.
父神用他的爱心提醒我们要打开心门，与父亲一起欢喜快乐，庆祝死而复活，死而又得的生命。
Today, our Heavenly Father persuade us and remind us, let us open our heart and we with heart of Heavenly Father happy and celebrate. Just because those lost and found, dead and alive.
罪人悔改归向神是何等喜乐的事情！
The sinner being repentant and came back is what a beautiful and happiness thing for
这也是
heaven.
在路加福音19章第10节，耶稣跟我们讲说，他来是为了要寻找拯救世上的人。
If we read the Bible in Book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
他渴望看到罪人悔改，父神心里快乐。
He longed to see those sinners repentant and come back.
我想我们时间的关系，我很快的把这个几个最后几个过一下啊，就
For
是
the
我们
sake
看到
of
今
time,
天，哎，
I just go through all the details quickly.
税吏就是指的是小儿子迷失在旷野。
For me, I see the tax collector and the sinners is similar to the younger son.
法利赛人、文士就像大儿子失落在家中，
So Pharisees and the teachers, they are just like the older son.
因为父亲的恩慈与接纳宽容，罪人悔改，死而复得，这是最大的喜乐。
Because the father's mercy, all those sinners repentant, then they came back and the lost become a lost and found sons. That's the biggest happiness we have.
这个喜乐、欢喜、快乐，在这样的短短的比喻讲了8次。
In this happiness and happy is mentioned 8 times here.
最后的结束并没有讲到这个大儿子，他自以为意，到底他有没有进去参加这个宴席？不知道。
But it didn't mention whether those self-righteous son, older son, whether he came to the celebration not.
但是父亲跟我们讲，理当欢喜快乐。
But the Heavenly Father said we should be happy and celebrate.
父亲节，理当欢喜快乐。
Father's Day, we should be happy and celebrate.
天父的慈爱等着
Our,
我们，
the merciful love from our Heavenly Father.
他邀请我们一起欢喜快乐来庆祝死而复活、失而复得、罪人悔改回到家里。
He invite us be happy and celebrate together. To celebrate those was dead and is alive again, and those lost and found sinners coming back to home.
感谢主。
Thanks God.
最后，我想让我们一起为我们在座的父亲祷告。
Now, I'd like to invite all of us to pray for all fathers here.
请在座的父亲站立，可以
Please
站起来。
stand, rise up, all fathers.
那这个在座的父亲里面，你是孩子的，你到父亲身边来好吗？
Among those fathers, I invite all those fathers' kids stand next to your father. If you have your kids
没有
here.
，OK。
No?
那我们
Let's
有
sit
家
down
人也可以在
here.
旁边。
Yeah. And if you have family members, please go next to your
还
father.
有弟兄姐妹可以围绕着父亲。
And I would like to see the brothers and sisters going around our fathers.
不要害羞啊，这是欢喜快乐的日子
Don't
啊！
be shy. It's a happy day.
我们弟兄姐妹，你就到这父亲的身边，把你的手放在他的肩膀上。
All those sisters, brothers, and sisters, put your hands on the shoulder of a father.
恩典堂没有玫瑰花给父亲，但是我们有祝福，求是天上的福给这父亲。
In Chinese Grace Church, we don't have roses for fathers, but we will have those affections.
可以啊，有没有弟兄姐妹？你看到有站着的父亲，你可以到他身边来，把你手放在他的肩膀上。
If you haven't seen a father without any family members, you're welcome to go to next to him and put your hands on his shoulder.
我们只有2分钟的时间哦。
We only have 2 minutes.
如果还有父亲站着，没有人就跟在旁边的话，你可以看到，哎，刘轩，对，杨老师就是我们的长辈啊，也很
Wow,
好，是不
that's
是？
good
我们
for
都到他
Brother
身边
Liu.
来，把手放在肩膀上，
Come next to Teacher Young.
我们就用2分钟的时间，
Let's use only 2 minutes.
让我们安静的为我们。身边的父亲，祷告，
Let's
然
pray
后
for
我带大
Father.
家结束祷告，好吧？
Let's pray for our Father quietly
好，
and
让你有声无声的为父亲祷告。
let's pray together
嗯，
whether you want to speak out your prayer or
把握
stay
时间两
silent.
分钟，我现在看的时间。慈爱的父亲，慈爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father or Merciful Father,
做一位父亲真是不简单呢、
to be a father is not easy.
这个责任重大。
So we have a big responsibility.
父神，求你加添父亲们力量，
Father, please give your power to those fathers.
求你的爱围绕着他们。
Please use your love to encompass them.
让我们时时能够紧紧跟随你，
Let's always follow you.
父神，你是我们永远的父。
Our Heavenly Father, you are always our Father.
我们身为父亲，多少时候我们真是缺乏亏欠。
To be a father, we always did not fulfill our responsibility.
我们来到你面前，就像大卫的诗歌说的。
We came in front of you just like David's psalm.
父神，你是我的牧人，我什么都不缺。
Father, you are my shepherd. I do not lack of anything.
谢谢你保护我，请你教导我怎么样保护我的家。
Thank you for protecting me. Please teach me how to protect my family.
求你把话语充满我，让我用你的话语来教导我的孩子们。
I ask for your words, fulfill me, and use your words to teach me.
让我们孩子们一生一世，单单侍奉你。
Let all me and my children every just serve you forever.
父神，愿你的福气浇灌在父亲身上，让他福杯满溢。
Our Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings to put all pour into all fathers and
是，
let all cups to fulfill those blessings.
带着家人跟着你，
And lead all family members follow you.
在人生的征战中靠你得胜。
In all combats in our life to be victory.
父神，愿我们一生一世恩惠慈爱跟随你。
Our Heavenly Father, for all of us, follow you and all of our life fulfill with your blessings.
紧紧跟随你的恩惠慈爱，住在你的殿中，直到永远。
Pray, we follow you closely and live in your building all the time.
我们这样的感恩、祈求、祷告，是奉主耶稣的名求。
All these thanks and ask is in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen，请
Amen.
坐。
Please be seated.